I am here with someone who is having a very happy day, Susie Blazek, correct, from Delhi, Iowa, just won $1 million in the Woo! $1 million summer. Exactly. I think that means you were the top prize winner, right?
Awesome, yep.
So tell me the story about how you found out you won, because we had tried and tried to get a hold of you that day, but we couldn't reach you, and then local town folk and friends did it for us. So.
I thought it was spam. It was a 515 phone number. Everybody gets it. So that's what I thought it was. So I wasn't answering it. I got off work at 4, headed home. We live by a little place called The Pizza Place. And
plug for The Pizza Place.
There you go. And it's right on the lake, Lake Delhi, and sat there at the bar and was just having a drink, after work drink, and my phone started making a weird sound. It was a phone call coming in on Messenger, which makes a different sound than your normal sound.
Normal phone, right.
Yeah. So I see who it is, and it's a friend. I haven't seen her in years, but, you know, we're friends on Facebook. And she says, I answer the phone, hi. And she goes, Susie. And I go, yeah. I go, what's up? And she goes, well, did you enter that thing where you send in your losing scratch-offs?
That thing?
Yeah. And I go, I kind of forgot about it, to be honest with you. And I go, yeah. And she goes, do you live in Delhi, Iowa now? And I go, yeah. And she goes, you won. And I go, Sarah, and honestly, I don't really remember what I said after that. Hi, Sarah, by the way. And
well, you didn't think she would call you and make this up.
I didn't know. I didn't know if she, honestly, I thought.
Sarah, do you tell stories?
No. I honestly didn't know. I thought, well, what did I win? You know, 5,000 bucks, what I win? I didn't know.
Which wouldn't be bad.
Right. So Josie at the pizza place was working. I said, Josie, will you please look on the website? I can't even think straight. And she looked and she said, Susie, it's true. And then the tears kind of came because I saw how much it was. And then you just kind of go into shock. You can't believe it.
And then everybody in the restaurant knew by
they
that
clapped.
Point.
Oh. They were all clapping. And then I went out and I called him first. And he didn't believe me and hung up. And he said, oh, that's nice. And he hung up. And then he called back. And then I think he believed me.
I said it's April Fool's.
But it's not April.
Right?
So.
And that's what he said. And then I called my two sons, my oldest son in Lake Tahoe, and my youngest son who lives here in Des Moines. And I went outside. They have a little patio outside, and I was out there talking.
And you said something.
I said probably a million things. And that's how I found out. And then word traveled fast.
Because Delhi is not that
Delhi
big of a place.
Delhi has, but I think, I want to say maybe 1,500 people,
okay.
If that.
Okay.
So it's a tiny town.
That's exciting. So you have some pretty immediate plans. Can you tell us about that?
I plan on retiring on October 8th. My plan was to do that when I turned 62 because my boyfriend retired when he was 55, semi-retired, because he still works, but not at the place he had worked for almost 40 years. And so he's been retired. So now we are both officially retired.
Almost.
October 8th, right? My birthday is the 14th, so. And then we want to do some traveling. But most of all, I want to be very careful.
Yeah.
And I want it to be something that I can depend on for the rest of my life. I don't want to have to worry anymore.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about, I won't get a check till next week and I only have a half a tank of gas.
Right.
I don't have to do that anymore.
This makes a difference.
Yep.
Well, congratulations. And I'm so thrilled that you have plans. It's going to make a difference for you right away.
Yep.
And you're just going to be out traveling. And
yep.
You don't know if you're buying a camper or.
That's a possibility. I know we'll travel, you know, different places right away. But I think we want somewhere different to live. I don't know if we'll stay in Delhi. But we'll go slow. We'll find out.
Possibilities.
Yeah.
Possibilities.
Yep.
Well, congratulations, Susie.
Thank you.
It's a very fun story. I love how your friends told you.
Oh, they were all thrilled for me.
The pizza place found out. So, hey, yep. maybe pizza's on Susie next
time.